Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Cy Brown. Thank you so much for tuning in to LifeRemixedRadio.com. Why is my phone ringing as soon as I hit the air? Oh my goodness, but it's all good. Talk about doing a live show. You can't beat doing a live show. And my phone started ringing exactly at 12 noon. So what can I do? What can I say? I'm just so happy to have everybody here with us today. Today, for the full hour, I will be interviewing Ms. Judy Garcia, who is a peak performance coach. We have a wonderful, wonderful show lined up for you. And for those of you who may miss the promos, definitely you can catch the postings and all of the things that are happening on Life Remix Radio if you follow me on Twitter. Just log on to twitter.com/Life Remix. You'll see my big cheesy smile. And talking about the show and my life coaching practice. So definitely follow me on Twitter. And to find out more information about what goes on the show and the stuff that we talk about, please feel free to join our Ning site, our online community, for everybody that's on their own personal quest for professional and spiritual development. Just log on to www.liferemixed.ning.com. You know, this is a little bit of life coaching with that little hip-hop swagger. Y'all know I just have to get my little hip-hop swagger in. Can't neglect the roots. So how was everybody's weekend this weekend? This weekend, I hope everybody had an absolutely great and amazing weekend because I know I did. I hung out with my kids. You know, my son, I can't believe it. He's actually starting to do his own taxes. It's freaky. He's like, you know, he's away at school. He's like, Mom, I don't know what I'm doing, and I need a refund. And I'm like, don't we all? You know, he's like, I keep hearing economic stimulus. What about for me? And I'm like, oh, boy, you got a ways to go, buddy. So for all of you who have children who are away at school or who travel, big ups to you. Because it's not easy having teenagers, well, actually young adults these days. You know, their needs and their wants and their desires. It's kind of draining sometimes. I love it. I love my mommy duties. And I kind of thought when my children get older, I can chill, I can fall back, I can relax. And boy, was I not right. Don't want to say I was wrong, but I was not right. I definitely underestimated the power of my mommy duties sans high school graduation. So to everybody who's got young adult children, big ups to you. He's still a teenager, but he's definitely a young adult, and that comes along with the duties. I guess I'm not needed as much to say, put your clothes in the hamper and do this, but okay, so what are your plans for life? So my husband and I picked him up yesterday, brought him home. We had dinner, helped him get through some of his entrances into adulthood, read taxes. And, you know, it's just the role of mommying, and my mommy role is just taking on a different shape. And, you know, I really enjoy it. I really, really, really enjoy it. Now I've got one more in high school. We're trying to get him out the door and start working on pre-SATs and all that stuff, so, you know, it just never stops. And for everybody that's listening, please know that the chat room is open, and my special guest, Ms. Judy Garcia, will be taking your phone call, so I'm so happy about that. I'm just happy to have her with us, and I will be bringing her in a moment. Last thing before we jump right into today's show, for all of you who listen to Friday's show, and we play throwback music from the rink, I got more text messages and more emails with requests for this Friday. So, you know, I'm not a DJ per se, and I just, the whole concept of Welcome to the Weekend shows on Friday was born out of my lack of enthusiasm for what's played on traditional radio. And just, you know, I want to hear some good stuff. I want to hear good music. So thanks to everybody who tuned in and was like, yo, Cy, that music on Friday was hot. So you had some Father MC. Who else did I have? I had Mary J. Blige, You Remind Me. I played Christopher Williams. I had to get in some Dana Day Nightmares. And I even snuck in a little bit of Portrait, Black Moon. I'm trying to remember who else we played Friday. Oh, I played The Rhythm by Kwame. So, I mean, it was cool. We had a great show on Friday. So, yeah, Curvy Queen just put in the chat room, Friday was the bomb, Side Boogie. The chat room is open. Big shout out to How Elegant and Curvy Queen. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening every single day. So it's all good. Sandy put in the chat room, I like the name. Side Boogie, yeah, that's the name that has been bestowed upon me, and I graciously have accepted it, so so that's a good thing. Ladies, we have an amazing show. Let me bring in my guest right now, Judy, Miss Judy Garcia. Are you with us?
I absolutely am. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hello, darling. I told you we have a really, really fun show.
I can hear. Oh, the energy is incredible. It's already
Yay.
Got me up and going.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a good time on this show every day. Hello to Intimate
Yes.
Conversations who just joined us in the chat room. We have a very active chat room. Most of the people that listen to Life Remix Radio on a daily basis are at work. So
okay.
I tell them, just tell your boss to go away for an hour.
Believe me, let me listen. I'll come back a new person.
I know, right? I know, right? I won't be ready to curse you out. I'll actually have your report done on time.
Absolutely. I get to redirect.
Yeah, right? How about that? Judy, I am so happy that you are taking an hour out of your day to join us and to share your knowledge and to share your information and what's in your brain with my listeners. Thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited to be here, and absolutely part of my life and my passion and what I do is giving back and assisting and working with individuals such as yourself and your audience, and it just really jazzes me and gets my juices going, so this is wonderful.
Good. I'm glad. Before we get started, and we're going to get into a lot of fun stuff today. We're going to get into some
mm-hmm.
serious stuff. The power of you working with women and just conferences and things that you do. But before we get started, let everybody know a little bit about who you are, where they can find you online, and then we'll take the conversation from there. How's that?
That sounds great.
Perfect.
I am in the process of just recreating my website. It's www.lifecoachjudywithay.com. And they can contact me through there and get some great information on some upcoming events that I have, and we'll, like you say, chat on that in a few minutes. And also my email is performancecoachjudy@gmail.com. So two
okay.
great ways they can get a hold of me and seek out information, and I'd love to hear from.
Okay, I'm actually putting that in the Curvy Queen, can you do me a favor and put that in the chat room? I'm reading the show and reading notes and want to make sure I don't mess this up. So, or if somebody, I don't care who it is, somebody please put in the chat room that Judy's website is www.lifecoachjudywithay.com and her email is performancecoachjudy@gmail. This is terrible. I've got my listeners working. They're supposed to be working, and they're helping me post stuff in the chat room. So, you know, I'm grateful for my listeners, too.
What a way of enrollment, getting them involved and working with you. That's great. No.
Curvy Queen is funny. She just put in the chat room, what did you say, Si? I put www.lifecoachjudy.com, and the other one was performancecoachjudy@gmail. Thank you so much. Okay. Oh, my
yes.
buddy Sandy in Ohio just put it up in our chat room. Life Coach. Thank you, ladies. They're the
yes,
best.
They kind of
help me keep the show. They helped me keep the show on track. Just really quickly,
great.
Big shout out to Pastor Montan McDonald, Dropping Seed Radio, who just joined us in the chat room. I listened to his show Saturday, and he had an absolutely amazing show on domestic violence. So for all of you who pick up domestic violence as a cause, definitely please see that, check out his show. And it's Saturday morning on Blog Talk Radio Network. So I was just reading some stuff in the chat room. Okay, let's jump right into today's show because I don't want us to run out of time. Judy, before we get started, can you tell me and tell the listeners a little bit about how you got into coaching? And then from there, I need you to kind of explain what a peak performance coach does. So first, let's kind of get into how you got into coaching and then what in the world does a peak performance coach do?
Well, you know, it was really interesting. You really set the stage when you opened up the show talking about your children, and oh, children were one of the main ways, actually the direct way that I was launched right into the coaching. Looking at a situation that could have been detrimental to many lives, I had a situation with a child who I chose to put in a different school system. And along with that, they had an educational program that the parents had to commit to be involved in to learning along with the children.
Mm.
And so as I approached that program, I was introduced to some transformational seminars, some structured learning on all different things of life, communication, trust in families, commitment, integrity, accountability. And it was a fantastic program that just intrigued me and ignited a passion inside of me that I could not let go of. And so going along with that training and the school system with the children brought me to seminars that introduced programs of bringing children and families very close together in working with a lot of these key elements. And I saw coaches in action, and the results that were transformed in these families was absolutely magnificent. And I just declared then and there that is what I wanted to be a part of. And so I enrolled in a Resource Realizations Academy for quantum coaching,
mm-hmm.
and graduated that program and went from there into certification for relationship coach.
Wow.
And,
continue. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. You said after your certification for your relationship coach. Please continue. I'm sorry.
Oh, I decided to move it forward just right then and there, and I went back to Resource Academy and enrolled in a certification program for relationship coaching. And so I also do relationship coaching, which involves everything based around relationship and relationships starting within ourselves,
mm-hmm.
Learning about trust and commitment and communication within ourselves. Then we create the relationships around us that we desire, interaction with others, whether it be a person, a place, a thing, we all have relationship with all those. And so I do a coaching program with individuals and groups in regards to relationship coaching. So, and it's just absolutely fascinating and wonderful.
Let me just say very quickly, Spike Spielberg put in the chat room, what's up, Spike? I'm happy to have you on the show and in the chat room. He put, who is this talking? No, I have not changed my voice. You're listening to Personal Peak Performance Coach Judy Garcia. So good looking out. Thank you for listening today. But we have a Personal Peak Performance Coach. And Curvy Queen is the bomb. She just put her website back in the chat room, lifecoachjudy.com. Big shout out to Miss Christine and Queen Unique joining us in the chat room. Hello, ladies. Thank you so much for joining. We're joined today by a very special guest, Personal Peak Performance Coach Judy Garcia, and she's sharing her knowledge and insight about how to capture and master your own personal peak performance. So that's kind of where we're going, because right now, I believe, Judy, and you can comment on this, everybody's just kind of going, 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 going. And I know with me, when I'm going, 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 I'm never fully present. I'm never fully in the moment. I'm constantly multitasking. I'm constantly trying to get 10 things done at once. And I find what has happened is I've become increasingly inefficient because I'm trying to get so many things done and accomplished without being fully present in the moment right here, right now. Is that one of the tools or one of the things that you would share with your clients, or what are some of the things that you share with your clients so that they can maximize their own peak performance?
Well, I'm really glad you brought that up, because part of the coach training that I received from Resource is ontological-based coaching, which besides regular coaching, which, you know, we coach around desired results and life goals. However, ontologically based coaching is about results, setting goals, and shifting the client's state of mind. So being, and absolutely what you're saying, is really knowing being first and being exactly where you are, who you are, being in the state of mind of everything evolves from where I stand right now. So being present in the moment, mind, body, and spirit, exactly what's going on with me completely, then manifest everything around me.
I just heard you say the word manifest. How mm-hmm. important is the correlation between your thinking and your doing?
Well, I'm gonna quote here something that I really believe in and stick by. You must absolutely have something mentally before you will ever have it physically. And I picked up that, if you'll check on my website, I have links to several different things. Of course, my academy, which is wonderful. I'm a big believer and follower of James Ray and love to listen to his seminars, and that's one thing he quotes on. Honestly, my belief creates my fact.
Oh, wait, say that one more time. My belief?
My belief creates the fact.
I just put that in the chat room. In the chat room. My belief creates the fact. Oh, that's great.
It's a totally consumed and totally in belief of what I choose, what I want my outcome to be. I have to think it and believe it to create it. And the minute I place myself there and I have full awareness of where I'm choosing to go and very specifically what I want, that is where the energy goes, that is where my goal, that is my direction that I'm headed.
Wow. So I'm going back to what I put in the chat room. My belief creates the fact. So, you know, I believe a lot of coaching is metaphysical and not in believing things beyond what you can see, feel, taste, and touch, or what you can see, smell, taste, and touch, our five senses. So what you think and how you think can actually change your life according to, like, perception.
It can. If changing your state of mind and really where you choose to be, I'm a firm believer of continually staying in the positive and making a valid choice to step aside from the depression, the hurt, the anger, the fear. If I choose to stay in the positive and take a turn the positive off of everything, that's where I'm going to focus my energy. I'm going to focus my energy on what I want and what I'm choosing to have instead of where it's been, what it is, and staying in that place. If I can make that shift and move forward in that direction, that's where I'm going to focus my energy and head.
You know what? That is very, very good information, because that's something that I'm personally working on. And let me just read a couple of things that are going on in the chat room. Curvy Queen put, "That's why I strive to have only positive thoughts and only deal with positive thinkers. I don't want their mess flowing on me."
There you go. Absolutely. Associate with the person and the people that you want to be, that you want to create.
Why is that so important, Judy?
We create positive energy. We create energy around us. And wherever we focus our energy is where we're going to go towards. When we create the positiveness and we create the action and the thinking of generating that positive state, that's where we are. That's what then is drawn to us. So we associate with the people. If we the areas, the situations that we want to improve on ourselves or that we want to be like or where we choose to go, that is what we're going to draw with us, and that's what's going to continue to support us and move us forward. You know,
wow.
If you think about it, you know, if you've got situations or people and you've got people on one side who are, talk about depression and continually down and being critical, and they focus so much of their energy on tearing down everything around them and their environment. And if we stand back and take a moment and say, okay, what's my responsibility in that? I can choose to stay in that and blame everybody around me and look at what's going on outside of myself. And I can also choose to make a difference and focus on energy and say, I want different. I choose to be different. I choose to be in the positive. So what does it take for me to then move forward in that direction? Taking responsibility for my actions, my thoughts, and then when I shift those into moving a different direction, I then follow that direction.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Go ahead.
Do you find that it really changes people's lives once they start to change how they think?
Absolutely. Take, for example, if you're in a room with a couple different people, and again, going back to, you've got somebody over here that's in the negative and you've got somebody over here that's in the positive, who do you think you would rather be drawn to?
Yeah.
The person who's reading the doom and the gloom and the, you know, Chicken Little world falling apart, or the person over here is, yes, it is. However, let's make it different. Let's pull the positive and go forward. People like to be around positive people. People are drawn to energy. People are drawn to sunlight. People are drawn to, let's move, let's go, let's make it happen. Let's create the best to our abilities and take it a step further.
Yeah, I totally subscribe to that. A lot of stuff is going on in the chat room right now. Let me just read a couple things. Big shout out to High Road. What's up, HR? Thank you for joining us. Did you get your dancing shoes off from Friday? We have a great show on Friday. I know I keep saying it, but we just have so much fun listening to cool music on Fridays. Let me read some more stuff that's jumping off in the chat room. One person put in the chat room, I had to pull myself away from even those that I love. Wow. Due to negativity. And someone else put, that's the way the world goes. Yeah. I've actually had to do that. I had to pull myself away from people who don't, who kind of weigh you down spiritually. I have shared with my audience before that I was in the grocery store, and this, what I'm getting ready to share, will never leave me probably. I was in the grocery store shopping for my grandmother, and three times in this one short trip to the grocery store, I just had one of those little baskets. It wasn't even a full-blown grocery shopping thing, you know, trip. Three people asked me where things were in the grocery store, and I got frustrated. I'm like, well, damn, do I have a ShopRite smock on or a ShopRite hat on? Like, why is everybody asking me where stuff is? And I chuckled because where my grandmother lives, there's a very large Orthodox Jewish community, and one of the men came up to me. He had his yarmulke on, and he walks up to me, and he's like, do you know where this is? And he shows me the piece of paper, and I was able to read it. I said, is your wife baking something? He says, yeah, how did you know? I said, because it says confection or sugar on it. You know, I guess he couldn't even read his wife's handwriting. But we chuckled about it, and I walked him over to the sugar, and, you know, he got his stuff and left. But after leaving and venting to my husband, just, you know, I'm like, why is everybody coming to me? Do they think I work there? Do I look like I got it? You know, and I went through that whole thing. I realized people were picking up on my positive energy. Whatever I have inside of me was so strong that day that it made people that comfortable to come up and ask me, do you know where something is? And it was at that defining moment for me that I realized this energy stuff really is real.
It is. And one question, how do you think that man felt when he walked away knowing what you had assisted him in accomplishing for himself?
Yeah.
In your own spirit, in your own way, not even, you know, intentionally, very, very unintentionally, assisted this man in making a choice and accomplishing something for himself that was incredible. And so many people come up with, well, I don't have money to give. I don't have, you know, the smarts, and I don't have this, and how am I supposed to help people, whatever. It is the smallest things that you do on a continuous basis that make the most impact. The little things, the energy that you were creating within yourself, the openness and the awareness was just right out there, circling around you. And exactly what you said, people felt comfortable. They could feel that I can approach this woman. Mm-hmm. This woman is a person that I feel is going to assist me, you know, and that you made that connection. And so then there's now a man on his way thinking, wow, what a great lady. I met this great lady. She was so helpful. And see how it spiderwebs out into all those that are around us, that see us, that touch us, like you're saying, our senses. And how magnificent to be able to create the feeling within us and to share that with all those around us.
Yeah, and I never really thought much of it. You know, here I am complaining and grunting about it. You know, not meaning to be disrespectful, but if you're not paying attention, your natural instinct and your natural emotion is going to be like, well, what in the world is up with these people? You know, and that's why I joked and I said to my husband when I got in the car, like, do I have a ShopRite smock on or something? Like, what is it? And I'm saying, is the moon? But I guess that day I was just extremely connected to my God, to the source of my strength. And it was just shining through. But I believe at will we all have the ability to tap into that. I don't believe it's a special magic pill that was just given and bestowed upon Saida. I don't believe that at all. I think we all have the ability to tap into that powerful source. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And one of the things that was going through my brain when you were talking is the minute we step out of self And we think the world revolves around us, our thinking, our thoughts, where am I right now? I'm frustrated, I'm angry, why is this person bothering me? Can't they see I've got a job to do? Yada, yada. The minute we step out of that and open ourselves to share and expand out to those around us, we then start creating that energy which assists ourselves into lifting out of where we want to keep all our beliefs in ourselves of it's all about me. And once we stretch and reach out to start assisting others, it's amazing what we create for not only those around us, but back to ourselves, the gifts that we receive by giving.
I totally believe that. I totally, totally believe that. Judy, I know you do a lot of work with women. Can you talk to me a little bit about how specifically you work with women? And don't fret, guys, because I got another coach coming next week that's for the guys.
Well, it's interesting. I was looking at different things and people that I coach and work with, and I do coach and have with a lot of men too. So, and I feel this draw continually with women. And one of the things that I had declared this year was planning a retreat for women. And some of the things that were coming to me, it was based on spirituality, getting in touch with ourselves. Tapping into our conscious level and subconscious, self-nurturing, taking a time away to say, my family's important, my job's important, everybody around me is, and I am also important. So taking time away to say, what do I need for myself to continue to move forward to support those around me in a loving relationship? How can I be in relationship with myself? One of the things to come up with is a retreat that we're planning in 2009, and we'll be updating the website as it's going. And it's going to be based on some learning techniques, some tools that women can take with them from the retreat that will be ongoing in their personal lives to work with, support, self-nurturing, awareness, a time of just personal growth within themselves, and also looking at assisting others and those around. How can I assist others by improving myself? What do I have to give that is also a gift back, you know, for myself? And so this retreat is going to be based on a lot of those things and also the fun and some other things involved with it. And I also I'm going to be putting out a couple of scholarships for that women who are able to make that financially, we also want to make it available to have some scholarships available for those women who really desire to be a part of this, that we can assist and make that happening. I truly believe in giving back, and I was enabled with a few scholarships in many ways, and so part of my giving back is doing that for others as much as I can.
That's wonderful. I totally believe in pay it forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things I'm finding in women and working through my church and working through some local organizations is, again, assisting these women to get out there and to see how empowered, how powerful they are within themselves, that sometimes is overshadowed. Sometimes in giving up their own identity to step into the family unit, to step into an ailing parent, to, you know, assisting others, and losing sight of their identity sometimes and who they really remember and feel who they are. And I work with a lot of women, coaching them forward on stepping out into empowerment of themselves, taking their strengths and moving them forward. Creating a plan, the future for themselves, and then designing the roadmap to get there. What is it I truly desire?
Do you feel excuse me for interruption. Do you feel in your coaching that, you know, when you talk about peak performance and trying to maximize personal performance, do you feel there's a difference between men and women, or you know, the needs of your clients or the needs of people to establish or to gain the momentum of their peak performance? Do you feel there's a big difference in the needs of men and women, or the needs of older people versus younger people? What are some of the differences you find in people that really seek your services?
You know, in a general sense, in a general way, a lot of the women I'm coaching, it's been mixed. I've had half that have devoted the first part of their lifetime, shall we say, in supporting the family role. You know, they got married. They might have stepped out of a professional dream that they had to raise a family, to support a husband. I've got single women who have done that and then had to leave that situation and are on their own struggling. And so there's a lot of sometimes a loss, again, of the identity or who they wanted to go, where they wanted to go, or who they thought they were going to be. this way they get to then take a look at that. I'm going to make a life choice. I'm stepping out of a different profession. A lot of those women are looking for tools and techniques on moving that forward by themselves. Men, there's change up where, you know, a lot of times we think, well, men don't have feelings. They don't have the emotions like a woman does. And that's absolutely not true. I feel so
right.
many men that I've coached with are use so much of the outside forces of the job, the men friend, you know, all these different things to really not explore and express and feel their emotions that they're feeling. And so we really tap
totally
into a lot of that. Yes, absolutely. And one of the great things about the relationship coaching is that it's incredible to watch a couple, you know, working on their own different things about relationship and creating the trust and belief within themselves of what they choose, and then creating an open communication environment that they can then share that with their spouse or a significant other. And to have the freedom to use that between the two of them, it's incredible to watch how that creates. And so many times we feel like we are alone in this, or we can't express, or things are going to change, or I don't have the ability, or I'm going to rock the boat, and what's going to happen? And a lot of that is our self-empowerment of how we structure ourselves within side of our thinking and our emotions, and what truly do I want to create within myself to open myself to be able to be the person that I truly desire to be.
Yeah, one of the reasons I asked about the men specifically is I have a friend, and her husband is going through some drama right now, and he is just experiencing a little bit of trouble, a little bit of difficulty at work. And I'm saying to her, I'm working with her, not him, but I happen to know him as well. And I'm saying, you know, in this job market, you have to be really cautious with your job. You can't have a loosey-goosey attitude about your job, because you won't have a job, basically. So here is a situation where my husband and I are friends with she and her husband. She's actually seeking out counsel. She's saying, Sai, I need help. Who can I turn to? You're my friend. You do this for a living. What do I do? And I said, because her husband and my husband share the same profession, why don't they talk to each other? And you know what she told me? He's never going to talk to anyone. So I
Correct.
Find a lot of men are very, what's the word? I don't know the word. I'm trying to think. Like, shielded, or they don't want to reach out, or they feel maybe they have to be macho, or they won't seek out help like
mm-hmm.
women do. She called me immediately, like, hey, I got a problem. I need to talk to you. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I have a little bit of time. And I said, because her husband and my husband share the same profession, I'm like, well, why don't they talk? She's like, oh, we're never going to do that. So literally, this is the truth. My husband talked to her, and now she's going to go relay the message to him. But he just will not seek out any type of counsel. Maybe he feels that there's not a challenge. I don't know what it is. And that's why I asked, was there a difference in people that are seeking peak performance assistance between the genders? Because here's a guy who needs help, to a certain degree knows he needs the help because his job may be in jeopardy, and will not seek out any counsel.
Well, and in coaching some of those clients, I would come to realize, and this is, you know, as you well know, part of with coaching and looking at our lives is taking a look at, again, ourselves. And, you know, people like to refer to all the time, well, men and women are wired differently. Okay, we can accept that. We can
mm-hmm.
look at that, and we can say, okay, if that were the case, then our brains think differently and how we go through that. And there's a lot of evidence to support that.
Mm-hmm.
Where we go with coaching also then is to work with that individual and say, okay, let's take a look at this. And what we see is our upbringing and our thoughts and what creates our beliefs as we are growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it be a parental figure, environment, you know, those around us, we start internalizing these beliefs in what we hear. Men have to be strong. Men can't, be vulnerable. Do not show your emotions because that makes you weak. And as we individuals start to hear that growing up, that's what we believe. And so then to start thinking back and say, well, wait a minute. What if that weren't the case?
Mm-hmm.
What if I could be vulnerable? What if I chose to be open and aware? What if I chose to expose my emotions? Where am I at risk? Well, I'm at the risk of somebody saying you're wrong or hurting or whatever. And there's also the possibility that maybe that's going to assist me, and maybe I can share a thought or something or a pain with another individual, and they can assist me in getting through that and make a different choice. And so that's where working with our emotions and looking at in that, and it becomes individual. Each person takes a look at that, and what do I want to create? How badly do I want to change? How much do I want a different result? If I continue to do the same thing I'm doing, I'm not getting the results I want. So then I get to step to the side, shift my thinking of, okay, what's it going to take for me to get that result that I truly desire?
There's some good stuff in the chat room, Judy. Didn't mean to cut you off. I'm just going to read some stuff that's going on in the chat room. High Road, who's a very dear friend of mine, actually my husband and I will be seeing him in the D.C., Maryland area next month. I'm speaking down there, so we're going to be hanging out, probably going out to get something to eat. He put in the chat room, men, speaking directly to the situation with men, they're determined to fix it ourselves. Sometimes the men just feel like a little more effort will get the job done. Sometimes it's believing in yourself when no one else does. Well, yeah, because here the thing about this situation with my friend and her husband is that my husband and her husband, they share the exact same profession. So, and we know each other. You know, our children have grown up together. So it would really, there would be nothing of him just picking up the phone saying to my husband, hey, listen, I had this situation at work. We do the same thing. What would you do in that situation? You see what I'm saying? Whereas she immediately, I mean, last night she called me like, Saida, listen, this is what I'm going through. And then she called me again this morning. And when she called me again this morning, that's when I said, I can't help you. I have no idea what to say. And my husband talked to her and said, listen, if this is what he's going through, these are the steps he should take. But it just speaks to a little bit to the fact that she sought out counsel, whether in an official capacity or not. Even if it could just be a girlfriend situation. Listen, what can I do? And he just, I don't want to call him belligerent because that's not the impression that I'm trying. He's a great guy, but it just speaks to how if you being a personal peak performance coach, asking how do men and women search help differently, how do they reach out differently, how do they get help differently, because for this guy, the help is as simple as picking up my husband and saying, look, man, I have a problem. What should I do? But he won't do it.
Right, and that's where it takes. Again, the challenge of trying it out, thinking about it, what do I want to do? Once they support, you know, they declare an outcome of what they desire, going back to what we talked about a few minutes ago, what is the level of commitment and motivation that will support him in doing that? So how badly does he want something different? And again, it's a process of change within ourselves. And the coach, the relationship course that I coach through, it's around 10 to 11 weeks, and that's what it covers, is starting from the beginning within ourselves of, you know, where do we trust ourselves to do that? What's our awareness? And taking step by step every week, compounding, you know, the techniques on top of each other, getting to that level of sharing within ourselves with each other, being able to sit down with our spouse, knowing that it could be a rocky conversation. However, we now have tools to put in place to say, okay, this is what it could be, this is what I'd like to discuss, and walking us through in steps to get to the desired result of a qualified outcome. And,
yeah,
and having a conversation between the two of us or two men or whoever they choose to be with, but relearning the process based on our beliefs and our behaviors of ourselves to allow us to do that and to make that change and to see that significantly happen in individuals. And you're right, it seems so simple and it seems so easy, and it's just not something that we're accustomed to seeing happen. Guys just don't pick up the phone and call another guy on the spur of the moment and say, hey, I'm having a really bad day. Can you just listen to me for 5 minutes? You know, it's just not the case. However, that's not saying it doesn't happen. There's many, many individuals, you know, men specifically, since we're talking on that allow themselves now to do that because they see the results that they've created within that.
I applaud, and what I'm saying now is not to slight anybody else who's listening to the show that has a show on internet radio, but I applaud Pastor Montan McDonald and his show airs Saturday mornings because it's hosted by three men, three black men specifically, that deal with issues. And that's why I said at the top of the show, he spoke specifically on domestic violence, and his show is 2 hours long. And for 2 hours, they talked about a very sensitive issue from the perspective of three men, black men in particular, in that they're really supposed to be macho and they're really supposed to be tough. And in the chat room, High Road said, I need to start up my black men's roundtable discussions. High Road, if you do, my husband, and I'm not putting his business out there, but he has said on countless occasions that there are no resources for men to go and vent. And I guess, Judy, you know, you and I as coaches, we can look. They're not actively seeking coaching.
Right, right.
They're not.
Yes, yes.
I get people that come to me on a personal level and a professional level, Sai, what do you think, what do you do? But my husband has, and I have said to him, we moved last summer, and thank God we have been blessed with bigger space. And I told him, you need to pull your friends over. I'll make chicken wings or whatever and leave, and you guys just talk. And we don't have a TV in our living room. I did not grow up with a television, and I chuckle because my mom has a 13-inch TV in her kitchen, and she's perfectly happy with that. So I didn't grow up with a TV, and so there's no TV in our living room. And I grew up subscribing to when you're in the living room or you're talking, you talk. There doesn't need to be TV in the background. But I even told him, we'll go to, like, Rent-A-Center or something and rent a big TV to put in the living room and you guys watch football, but just do something to engage in a conversation. And he says, yeah, Saeed, I'll do it. And he hasn't really moved on it, and I can't push him. But like High Road said, there needs to be something with a round table for men, and I don't know what it would look like, but it's something that's so desperately needed.
Well, and I'm going to take it a step back from that, Tai, is that what I found in working with teenagers and young adults is sitting down with them and the fidgetiness and then the frustration and the outbursts and the physical damage or the, you know, things like this, and what it came down to is, okay, so what's really going on? Well, nothing. And you know, as you start to pass that down, a lot of it is the kept-up emotions inside, the kept-up feelings, the I want to talk to somebody. Something's going on inside, and I don't know how to get it out communicating it verbally, but I can go break something or I can go push somebody. And that's, you know, to them, that's what they knew or learned is that's the only way for me to get it out. So when we start talking about our emotions and our feelings and we start expressing what's really going on, okay, now we've got it on the table. Okay, great. So now how do we fix it? How do we make it, you know, make the change? And people always want to fix it and come out with a result and then, wow, I'm done, walk away. Well, it's a continuous process. When we're talking about our emotions and our thoughts and I'm worried and I'm scared and I'm hurt and, you know, somebody said something that really hurt me, well, let's deal with it in a different way. Let's put it out there on the table and how do we get past that instead of physically going after something or somebody to give me a payoff. You know, we always want a payoff for something. So if I can't express my emotion to you and if I go hurt somebody or physically do damage, well, okay, now I've got a payoff. Now I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did to get that feeling probably was not a wise choice. Okay, it was not a working choice. And so that's a lot of the process is learning how to express ourselves, how to get it out, how to deal with it in a different way that then is benefiting me and those around me. And it's just incredibly to listen to men and women as they're talking and you see and feel the directions they're going and when you can start reining that in and bringing it back and okay, remember, where does it start? Not with the finger pointing across the table from me, but the finger pointing back. Okay, what do I want from?
I'm sorry, there's some stuff going on in the chat room that I think it's worth mentioning because right now I have a lot of men that listen to my show, and I'm honored, totally honored that I have so many men that listen to my show because they really want to hear what's going on. And, you know, we have a heavy dose of God in this show. Anybody that listens to this show knows that my show, I'm a Christian and I believe in God, but let me read what's going on in the chat room. High Road put, and I'm going back a second, I need to start up my black men's roundtable discussion. So he sent to me about would my husband, if my husband is willing, we can create that. So TrueView Radio, who's in California, now mind you, High Road is in the D.C. area. True is in California. He said, hey there, I understand, dot, 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 me too. High Road put, I've been down that road for years. He also said once a month to start. Dropping Seed Radio, who's in Nashville, Tennessee, put, we have a mentorship at our church that I run for young men and boys. So High Road put, it would be a serious commitment for real. Oh, my phone. Sorry about that, everybody. Sorry. So High Road put, you know, for real. So then Pastor Montan put, I'm getting men from prison coming to me when they get out of, coming to him when they get out. God is doing it. So this is amazing. So just, Judy, look at what we've just created. Do you see the power of energy?
Yes, yes.
Just in our conversation, we've got True in Cali, Pastor Montan in Nashville, High Road from the D.C. area, and my husband here in New York, all across the country. And now we have every region of the country covered. So even if you came on this show to, you know, come out and promote what you're doing, the purpose of what we're doing is to help other people, be it men or women. And now, because of your commitment and my commitment and our willingness to share, look at what we may have just given people, men, the courage to create.
Oh, and it's just wonderful. So and again, it just goes back to, we stay away from what I can't do and stay in the what am I choosing to do. We always stay in that aspect and always looking at the possibilities of creating whatever it is going on in the moment, whether it be, you know, supporting ourselves, the community, and the environment. There's always something to be moving forward in the possibilities that we create. And the great, wonderful thing is that a lot of times it's not intentional. We don't always know what's going to be happening around us.
Yep.
So there's many times where we walk in a room, talk, chat, do whatever, think, what we leave, and we have no idea what was just created in that room five other different directions because of a presence or a word that we said or a handshake or a hug or, you know, an eye contact with a person that all of a sudden they felt that energy and said, oh, my gosh, something just clicked in me. I've got something on my mind that I wanted to do, and now I have the energy and the forethought to go do it right now.
This is beautiful. I'm ready to cry. This is amazing.
Yes, yes.
This
and truly
amazing.
With our economy and the situations and the people that we have that are suffering right now, and I'm like you. I don't listen to the radio. I don't watch TV. I keep myself from listening to positive tapes and spiritual things and moving forward with that. However, there's so much going on right now, and if we really take a stand and collectively choose to move in a forward direction, in the positive direction, and, you know, what is working? Let's focus on what is working, what's not on what's not working. Collectively as a community, as a church group, as a women's group, as a family, whatever that is, we move together in strength and power.
No, you're absolutely right. You're so right, Judy. For those of you just tuning in, I see we have some new people that have just joined us in the chat room. My name is Saida Brown, and I'm interviewing personal peak performance coach Judy Garcia, who is our special guest for the full hour, and she's sharing her knowledge today and insight about personal peak performance, and we're absolutely so happy to have her because I believe out of this conversation and me just asking the simple question about the distinction or the differentiation between men and women, Judy, we may have just started an amazing group, and the beauty is that Curvy Queen just put in the chat room, my cousin is in Baltimore. How do I get him the info, High Road? So now here we have women referring people to a men's group that hasn't even started yet. Isn't that wonderful?
And isn't it great, the technology that we have today? We can get on email and chat with our friend in Wisconsin or across the United States or, you know, get on the computer, on a blog, whatever. So how wonderful is that? And then we can use that to associate with something that we want to move forward. Why not have a men's support spiritual group on a blog, on an email program? It does not have to be physical eye to eye. There's so many ways that we can create that. Again, it's not only looking after our resources and going after resources. It's being resourceful, figuring it out, making it happen. Go to the full length. Peak Performance Coach to me is playing full out.
Wow, Judy.
In the game, moving forward.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Before we run out of time, I'm very excited that Kirby Queen keeps putting in the chat room your website. So thank you very much, Kirby Queen, for posting Judy's website, which is Life Coach Judy, in the chat room so people can visit her site. But before we lose time, I don't want to run out of time. Just tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing in Florida.
Oh, this is a wonderful thing. We've got an event coming up. There's a publication here, Women's Outlook, publication that talks about a lot of what our discussion has been today, and it's a great, wonderful publication. A great friend of mine runs it. She has also sponsored the second year in a row. It's the second annual Women's Expo of Southwest Florida. It's going to be Saturday, February 21st. It's here in Port Charlotte, Florida. You can also go on the website. The link is on my website for the Women's Outlook. We've got some great sponsors, and it's designed, I'm going to read a little thing, designed to be the most resourceful women's expo serving women in the Southwest Florida area. Mission is to bring together resources and enlighten, enhance, and educate women, and to create a direct connection for businesses to personally reach their target market. Wonderful opportunity for women. Last year they had about 2,000 or plus people walking through the expo. They've doubled what they had this year from last. A lot of I'm going to be speaking there on looking at relationships and behaviors in relationships and moving forward, and great opportunity to come and share a network and go on the web, take a look at it. There's also ways to be resourceful and look through it on the web. So really interesting.
Well, that's great. I hope for those of you that are in the Florida area, and it's funny because I heard you say Florida, and I remember when I lived in Georgia, when I lived in Atlanta, I say Florida.
Florida.
And everyone's like, Saida, there is no A-R in that state. And I'm like, what? It's Florida. They're like, no, it's Florida. I said, well, you say Florida, I say Florida.
Well, okay, I'm a fairly recent transplant from California, where I was born and raised, and I tell you what, it's been awesome. The people and the outreach and just, you know, incredible opportunity. And I love California, and I love being here and everything in between. So I've been blessed with some great opportunities and relationships. So.
It's all good. Just want to say bye to Hal Elegant, who says she has to get back to work. And she says she has to go let the caterers in case. So she's saying goodbye to us now in case she doesn't make it back on time to the show before we go off the air in a couple of minutes. So, and then True says, I feel you on that. Sigh, maybe it's the Northeast pronunciation, but I knew what you were saying. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's my thing. I say, when I went to Atlanta, everyone's like, what? Florida. It's O-R. And I'm like, well, to me, it's Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, right. I don't even want to get into my friend. He says, we were together one Sunday afternoon, and I said, you know, where's your son? He says, he's at church. I say, he's where? He said, I say, you said church? So, you know, the accent. So I just chuckled, you know, when I heard you saying Florida. I just thought that was Florida. I just thought it was kind of funny, so.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So one thing I would like to challenge all the listeners, and I am so blessed and having this opportunity, so I appreciate it, is that each day is really take a look at and declaring out loud, writing down one intention for the day. What can I do today that's going to change the life of myself and others? One thing, keep it in the positive, declare it, think about it all day, and the grateful. As we stay in how we're grateful for things, we think about what we have and what we do have and what we are grateful about. Again, it keeps our mindset there.
Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful word, Judy. Thank you very much. Everybody, let me just read. We're down to the last couple minutes. Caller from 240, are you just listening or did you have a question or a comment?
It's me, sir. I lost the audio, so I'm just calling in to listen.
Oh, okay. It's all good. Okay, that was one of my listeners. He's just calling in. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Special thank you to Judy, who joined us today. Judy, thank you very, very much. True is my best counter. He's like, Sai, we're down to 6 minutes. He just put in the chat room. So good looking out, True. I told you, like, they come to the show to listen, but they're working for the whole show. They're working for the whole show.
Collaboration of all those around. How wonderful.
Well, you know, because this is a collaborative effort. Personal growth and development for all of us is a collaborative effort. There's no me in this show. It's all, you know, no I. It's, we're all trying to do it together. So we all kind of come together every day at 12 and vent and hear our problems and work through our challenges. So, you know, he's my time counter. So
we're
looking out. Judy, thank you so much for joining us. And just know there's an open invitation for you to come back anytime on Life Remixed Radio.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, no doubt. Everybody, thank you all for listening. Tomorrow we're talking politics for the full hour. We've got some great stuff coming up. We're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about Barack Obama. We're going to talk about what's going on in his administration. We're also going to talk about the economic stimulus, if it's going to pass. We're talking about Hillary Clinton and her confirmation. So we're talking politics for the full hour tomorrow. So just definitely tune in tomorrow at 12 noon, www.liferemixedradio.com. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. I wanted to have Judy on, a coach, on a Monday morning so we can get this week started off right. Christine just put in the chat room, politics, uh-oh. Yes, and just for the record, I am not extending the show. If we can't get it out in 60 minutes, it's not getting said tomorrow. Just remember, everybody, that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. I love you all for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow. It's your girl, Cy Brown, right here for LifeRemixRadio.com. Peace.